as we always do with the head coach of North Carolina A&T, Vincent Brown. Good morning, Coach Brown.
Rob, how are you?
I'm well. I hope you are as well. Certainly a tough Saturday night at Elon for your team. You come up a little short, 27-3, as you've gone back and looked at that game. Just give me your impressions on what happened.
Yeah, way too many mistakes in all three phases of the game. Defensively, we talked about, probably gave up 150 yards rushing through missed tackles and not playing the force properly. Can't win that way. Offensively, still unable to get our passing game going to become more balanced. Special teams would give up a fake punt touchdown. You know, it's hard to win when those things are happening in all three phases like that. So, you know, our bye week actually has come at the right time for us to step back and take a look at some of the things that we're doing schematically, make sure we're putting the players in the best position to succeed.
Defensively, there were some good signs. You were able to hold Elon to 0-for-13 on third down. Usually when you see that number, you've had a pretty strong night. But did you feel like the time possession was, I think, 36-24, something to that effect? Did you feel like maybe your defense wore down as time went on a little bit?
I did, you know, and our kids fought to the very end. They played hard for the entire game. But later on, we started to get pushed around a little bit, you know, when you're on the field that long. And then, you know, we had some depth issues, had a couple of guys go down during the course of the game, a couple of guys that didn't even make the trip. So when you add all those things together, it created a challenging situation for us defensively. But as you alluded to hold the team 0-for-13 on third down, you know, was very proud of the effort there. We were in some pretty challenging field position situations defensively also, and our kids were able to fight and keep them out of the end zone a couple of times. So there's a lot to build off of. We know, you know, we just got to improve.
Just staying on defense for a little bit longer, you guys had 4 sacks, 10 tackles for loss. He really kind of slowed their passing game down, but Jalen Hampton was a handful for you. Just talk about maybe the game plan and the pass rush and then why Hampton is just so difficult to stop.
Yeah, we knew going in, you know, he's very talented back. He ran for over 1,000 yards last season, strong with great vision. We knew we were going to have to tackle him. The quarterback situation on their end, it looked like they were, you know, trying to say, hey, let's just grind him out and not put the ball in jeopardy, throwing it down the field very much. And so kudos to them for their plan. I think, you know, as we go back and look at some of the things that we're doing, you know, we got to find ways to get people off schedule a little bit more on defense. And then, you know, getting back to the other side of the ball, we got to find ways to stay on schedule to create more makeable third down situations for our quarterbacks.
Yeah, we've talked offensively. You know, your running game has been pretty solid for the first couple of weeks, but was it a case where you saw Elon just sort of loading the box on you and just saying you guys aren't running today?
Yeah, you know, there are a number of times where there were 9 hats in the box, and you know, we're talking like it's hard to run against that, and you have to have enough variety in your schemes to be able to force people to respect all phases of your game, not just your running game. And so, you know, we know we have some talented players. We'll go back to the drawing board. We'll make sure, you know, through this adversity that, you know, there's a lot of lessons to be learned on how to compete and how to finish. And so, you know, we're still very excited about where the direction of this program is going.
You stuck with Zach the whole way at quarterback on Saturday. Again, as you said, the 6 first downs, 143 yards. As you go into the bye week, where are you at that position? Are you kind of looking at things, or do you feel like Zach is the guy you can go with?
Yeah, so we'll evaluate the position as we will the other positions and try to make what we believe will be the best decision. You know, going into that game, we want to make sure that we're not playing musical chairs with the quarterbacks to to really give them a chance to settle in and see, you know, if there could be a spark created by his performance. And then, you know, we'll go back to the drawing board. We'll give all three guys the opportunity during this course of this bye week to see what they bring to the table. And then we'll make a decision who the starter is going to be for next week.
And just shifting back to the defense, we've talked about him a little bit. B.J. Turner, with 11 more tackles on Saturdays, up to 35 for the year, has really done a nice job in the middle of that defense. Maybe talk about his play on Saturday.
Yeah, B.J.'s been a really, really bright spot on a very, you know, otherwise, you know, challenging start to the season. He plays hard. He is super intelligent. He makes all the calls for us to get us lined up and, you know, really is an example of how to prepare and play like a championship caliber player. So he's been a very positive influence on our team, and we're excited to have him.
Another guy that, you know, I touched on earlier, you guys had 10 tackles for a loss, which caught a few, got in the backfield. Denoris Robinson had a nice night as well, was in the backfield, 2.5 tackles for a loss. As I said, you guys were able to, it seemed to me, to be able to get some pressure on them. Maybe talk about Janoris this night.
Yeah, Janoris had a really good night. You know, we were a little concerned because he got banged up there pregame, but he was able to kind of fight through it. He's a veteran player with great strength and quickness and, you know, really kind of demonstrated how to fight through some of the challenges that you have to be able to deal with throughout the course of the season and really kind of set an example for what we want to be up front.
As you said, with some of the guys banged up and after that start, maybe this is, like you said, this bye week has come at a good time, along with all the X's and O's that go along with it and the things that you're working on. How much do you feel like you need to work on your guys mentally to, as you say, you got 8 games in front of you, still a lot of things to go. How much is that a focus of what you're doing this week for you and your coaches?
It has been priority. You know, we talk about playing one game at a time. It's a long season. You know, no one's happy with where we are being 0-3, but you know, the realities are we've played a FBS team. We played last year's HBCU national champs, a team that went on the road and beat New Hampshire last season, has one of the best quarterbacks in the league. We just played a team that made the playoffs last season also. So, you know, we know that we played some really talented teams and we just have to find a way to stay consistent with what we're doing, not beat ourselves. You know, one of the things that I was pleased with is the penalties. I think, you know, we didn't have those decision penalties that can really cause you to lose games as much as our opponent did the other night. And so there's a lot of positive things to build on.
All right, Coach. Thanks so much for your time here this morning. Really appreciate it. Enjoy the bye week, and I look forward to talking again next Monday morning.
Yes, sir. Take care, Rob.
Thank you. All right, take care.